is starting to astonish him. They're in the thousands now, approaching division strength, and the old seemly tear-jerk music begins to sound sardonic. Wife Maureen is sitting next to him. She is bold and bright today, wearing candy colors to offset the damp she feels in her heart. Raj understands completely. They had almost no warning. Grabbed a flight, got a hotel, took the subway, passed through the metal detector, and here they are, trying to comprehend. Raj is not unequipped for the rude turns of normal, fraught experience. He's got a degree, and a business, and a tax attorney, and a cardiologist, and a mutual fund, and whole life, and major medical. But do the assurances always apply? There is a strangeness down there that he never thought he'd see in a ballpark. They take a time-honored event and repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, until something new enters the world. Look at the girl in the front row, about 20 couples in from the left. He adjusts the eyepiece lever and zooms to max power, hoping to see her features through the bridal veil. There are still more couples coming out of the runway and folding into the crowd, although crowd is not the right word. He doesn't know what to call them. He imagines they are uniformly smiling, showing the face they squeeze out with the toothpaste every morning. The bridegrooms in identical blue suits, the brides in lace and satin gowns. Maureen looks around at the people in the stands. Parents are easy enough to spot, and there are curiosity seekers scattered about. Ordinary slouchers and loiterers. Others deeper in the mystery, dark-eyed and separate, secretly alert. People who seem to be wearing everything they own, layered and mounded in garments with missing parts. City nomads more strange to her than herdsmen in the Sahel, who at least turn up on the documentary channel. There is no admission fee, and gangs of boys roam the far reaches, setting off firecrackers that carry a robust acoustical wallop, barrel bombs and ash cans booming along the concrete ramps and sending people into self-protective spasms. Maureen concentrates on the parents and other relatives, some of the women done up touchingly in best dress and white corsage, staring dead-eyed out of tinted faces. She reports to Raj that there's a lot of looking back and forth. Nobody knows how to feel, and they're checking around for hints. Raj stays fixed to his binoculars. 6,500 couples, and their daughter is down there somewhere, about to marry a man she met 2 days ago. He's either Japanese or Korean. Raj didn't get it straight. And he knows about 8 words of English. He and Karen spoke through an interpreter, who taught them how to say hello. It is Tuesday. Here is my passport. 15 minutes in a bare room and they're chain-linked for life. He works his glasses across the mass, the crowd, the movement, the membership, the flock, the following. It would make him feel a little better if he could find her. "You know what it's as though," Maureen says. "Let me concentrate. It's as though they designed this to the maximum degree of let the relatives squirm. We can do our moaning at the hotel. I'm simply stating, I did suggest, did I not, that you stay at home? How could I not come? What's my excuse? I see a lot of faces that don't look American. They send them out in missionary teams. Maybe they think we've sunk to the status of less developed country. They're here to show us the way and the light. And make sharp investments. After, can we take in a play? Let me look, okay? I want to find her. We're here. We may as well avail ourselves. It's hard for the mind to conceive 13,000 people. What are you going to do when you find her? Who the hell thought it up? What does it mean? What are you going to do when you find her? Wave goodbye? I just need to know she's here, Raj says. I want to document it, okay?